If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
How many times do we go to God and ask him for things that he has no intention of giving us because we are ungrateful with what he has given us? Amen. So we want more. We want more. Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. Then he goes on to identify the manna and all this other stuff. And he tells us in this same chapter that Moses heard the people weeping. And then Moses, remember I told you that when you hang around immature people, you adopt that behavior. Then Moses becomes immature. He pouts. This is the man who victoriously led them over the Red Sea, who confronted Pharaoh on 10 separate occasions and demonstrated the power of God. Listen to him. After listening to the whining of the immature, listen to him. He goes to God in verse 11 and says, "Why have you afflicted me? And why haven't I found favor in your sight, so much so that you put all the burden of this people upon me?" See what happens? You begin to feel sorry for yourself. Lord, why are you letting this happen to me? The verbiage, if you will, of self-pity. I didn't do anything wrong. I've been a good member and a good employee. I don't understand why the folks just passed me by. Those are signs of immaturity. Rather than saying, well, what can I do to work with you? How can we sit down together and work this out? No. Listen to Moses. Now, the self-pity of verse 11 gets a little more accusatory. Have I conceived all this people? No. How dare you ask God? How dare you put this on me? Did I conceive them? Here's what he's saying. They're not my problem. God never said they were. But now this is where you're going to dance. Do you know that most of you take on people's problems and it's not your responsibility? You are exactly where Moses is, and that's a sign of immaturity. To take on someone else's problem. There's a difference between helping and enabling. And this is what Moses does right here. He says to God, are these my people? And now I've got to take on their problem. No. Mature people say, oh, I feel sorry for you. I'll pray. I pray God will get you out. Now, there's a difference with a person coming to you saying, you know, oh, I just ran over a nail. I got a flat tire. AAA's coming to change the tire, but they need $50. Can I get $50 from you till I go to the Mac machine? Yeah. Sure, I'll go to the Mac machine with you. Or I'll take you to the Mac machine so you can get what you need when AAA comes. You can borrow my car to run down to the Mac machine. I'll stay here in case AAA comes. How about that? There's a difference there than every week I need you to bail me out. Now, there's two babies here. There's the baby who needs you to bail them out continually, and then there's the baby who needs to feel needed. People in ministry often do that. They refuse to let you grow out of their sphere of control. Here's what they'll do. You'll grow up in the ministry, and then as you begin to move out, they'll draft you to continue to work with them and give you responsibilities within that ministry. What they're really saying is, I want to keep control over you, so I'm just going to do it from a different level. You can never grow. And the moment you try to exercise your own maturity, they come up with a reason why you shouldn't. This is what Moses is experiencing. Listen to him. He then challenges God in verse 12. Have I conceived all these people? Have I begotten them? Listen, that you should say to me. God never said it. He was listening to people. And you can't listen to people as a Christian. The Lord challenged me last week. Like I said, I've been watching CNN more than ever before. Since President Trump's been elected, I didn't even know about CNN until now. I'm not kidding you, because I just had no desire. But now I like to watch it because it gives me something to write about on my Facebook page. I'm not kidding you. I'll say, you know, just like I was watching stuff and the Lord will give me this revelation and I go to writing and post it and it's a blessing to people. So thank God for the heathen CNN because it's stirring up the biblical juices in me. But when I watch it, I'm sitting here listening to these people and the scripture that resonates in my mind, all men are liars. And I'm sitting there listening to these people. I'm saying, you lying. Because you don't have the capacity to tell the truth. I love when they have the experts. They have four experts. They're all political experts. And every one of them says something different. And all they're doing is causing more confusion. And they keep talking about President Trump and how rotten he is. And they talk about all this stuff about President Trump. And I'm listening to them. And I'm listening and I'm saying, my God, people are believing them and drawing their conclusion on what the president is doing. And hardly anyone wants to hear the truth. The word of God is the truth. And how many of us are swayed by external concerns? I thank God for doctors. As I said, I go every year to get my systems checked, but they're not the final authority. They're in the middle. First, it's me, right? I diagnose myself. Something is wrong. Something doesn't feel right. You get to know your body. Then you go get the second. You go get a doctor. The doctor either confirms or denies. Then you go to God. God is the final authority. Then you read what the scripture says, by his stripes I'm healed. And I marvel at the fact that so many people cannot believe the scripture, but they believe the doctor. And the doctor is human. Listen, now he accuses God. You say to me, carry them in your bosom as a nursing father bears the sucking child. Now, see what happens when you come under anxiety? You become illogical. Men don't nurse. You lose your perception when you fall into immaturity. You lose your perception. That's why between the ages of 13 and 20, you feel like you are, you know, invincible. You run across streets with tractor trailers coming. Then you slow down and dare it to hit you because you know you have the speed and the agility to dart out of the way. But you see the difference when you reach 50, you wait for the light to change. And then you only cross at the corner. Why? Because you realize you're not invincible. Well, Moses is saying here, he says, you're saying to me, carry them in your bosom as a nursing father bears the sucking child into the land which you swear unto their fathers. God never told them that, never told Moses that. He didn't tell Moses to carry them into the land. He told Moses to bring them to the mountain. He just said, bring them to me. I'll take care of it from there. All I need you to do is what I've equipped you to do. Maturity says, don't take more than God has prepared for you. The mature Christian prays in this fashion, Lord, don't give me anything that I'm not qualified to handle. Don't give me a church of 20,000, 30,000 people. Don't let me covet what Bishop Jakes or Bishop Eddie Long had. Don't let me covet that. That if that's not your will for me, keep it away from me. Because there's no joy out of the will of God. Go to Philippians. Philippians chapter 2. You with me? Let's do verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. So in other words, Paul is saying, you have become mature enough to obey my instructions even when I'm not around. Which is another indicator of maturity. You don't need your parent, your pastor, or the leaders of the church to stand over your shoulder. You do what you need to do. Last year, we gave out a paper for you to read through the Bible in a whole year. You didn't need me to call and check on you because every one of you in here used that paper and read through the Bible in the year. Every one of you in here did it. I know you did because I gave you the instruction God gave me, and I know you did it because you come to church every week and you obey those who have the rule over you. So I know you did. There's no reason for me to ask who did it, because I know every one of you did, because God was over your shoulder. He says, listen to what he says. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Listen to this. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You don't need people to counsel you every week anymore. You've grown so you can work this stuff out yourself. If you have a disagreement with somebody, it doesn't have to come to my desk all the time. It doesn't have to reach the assistant pastor all the time. You can work out your own disagreements. Work it out is what Paul is saying. He said, look, you have learned to become mature enough to handle your own difficulties. That's a sign of maturity. Listen, he said, for it is God which works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. You have come to realize that the Lord is working in you. That the Lord wants you to perform his good will. You have come to that realization. He goes on. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Read that again. Again. Listen to that. Follow all the instructions without murmuring or disputing. We're talking about Christian maturity. It's not all about gifting and prophecy and dancing at the altar and laying at the altar and being covered. None of those things matter. He says, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Now, you have to disconnect yourself from people who have the reputation of being troublemakers, else you'll get that reputation as well.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
4217A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
If you desire to fellowship with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. and you are unable to visit Bethel Deliverance International Church, please feel free to attend a service at the Greater Bethel Temple on Sunday, June 11th at 4 p.m. For further details, visit our website at BethelDeliverance.org. We're looking forward to fellowship with you.